With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. University of Georgia Police Department makes an arrest in the murder of a 22-year-old nursing student from Augusta University who was found dead on campus Thursday. Police have charged Venezuelan illegal immigrant Jose Ibarra with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. A group of Chicago-area teenagers break into a luxury car dealership in Wisconsin.
Sunday's heist at a Jaguar Land Rover dealership in a city just west of Milwaukee was captured on surveillance camera footage. In an interview with WISN, Waukesha Police Captain Dan Bowman says the suspects broke into the dealership early Sunday.
Nine subjects run out throughout there looking for keys. One person finds where the keys were hidden.
They then located and stole the cars, valued at more than $583,000.
Kids nowadays are becoming more and more brazen.
Soon after the thefts, police arrested one suspect, a 17-year-old Chicago boy, and have already recovered most of the vehicles. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, three members of the University of Wyoming swim and diving team have died following a highway crash.
The crash happened on Thursday afternoon south of the Wyoming-Colorado line. The accident injured two other team members who were expected to survive, according to a statement from the university. It apparently happened when the driver swerved off the pavement and the vehicle rolled over multiple times. The University of Wyoming president says they're heartsick at the news. The school is not releasing the victims' names, pending family notification. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Several pharmacies across the country have been seeing disruptions after a hack targeted Change Healthcare, a division of United Health. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion groups will dig deep this election year.
Representatives from Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, Reproductive Freedom for All, the Fairness Project, Think Big America, Open Society Foundation, and the Tides Foundation all tell Politico they'll spend a lot of cash trying to get abortion referendums passed this fall and Democrats elected. However, several of those groups admit they don't have as much money as they used to and will have to pick and choose their battles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Iowa school board resolved a lawsuit over a now-rescinded district policy that lets students live as the opposite sex at school without the permission of their parents. Lindmar Community Schools will pay $20,000 to the plaintiffs, Parents Defending Education. The Lindmar board's policy also allowed boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms and also permitted males to compete against females in sports. This is SRN News. A long-awaited post-war plan by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shows Israel taking steps to ensure a terrorist-free West Bank.
Netanyahu presented his long-awaited post-war plan to his security cabinet for approval. The plan was swiftly rejected by Palestinian leaders and runs counter to Washington's vision for the war-ravaged enclave. Deep disagreements over Gaza's future have led to increasingly public friction between Israel and the United States, its closest ally. Washington seeks Palestinian governance in both Gaza and the West Bank ahead of the eventual creation of a Palestinian state. Netanyahu and his government strongly oppose such an outcome. I'm Karen Chamas.
New York police are still searching for 16 suspects following the stabbing of a teenager in Times Square by a large group of people. This is the third violent incident involving illegal immigrants in Times Square this year. More details at SRNnews.com.